Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all. This is Reverend Stan. I'd like to say good morning to everybody. It's Saturday, March the 22nd, 2014. It's 9:30, and I'm going to be talking about how the Lord says, you know, protect them, Father. Protect them because they're going to be doing the ministry, and a lot of people are going to come, you know, towards them and try to, you know, discourage them from the ministry and do some crazy things. And back in the old days of the ministry, that a lot of the high priests really didn't like the Christians, and they really hadn't prosecuted and things like that. And that's what, you know, Jesus was saying, please protect these folks. And that's what he was really talking about. And I got a little thing here I was going to read. It's called Life-Changing Prayers, and I found something here about this topic. It says, protect them. This wonderful comforting passage is a scripture is also called the real Lord's Prayer. The traditional prayer, the one we recite in church, is one Christ prayed when the disciples asked him to teach them to pray. It is a powerful model of how we should pray and what we should pray for. This is Christ's own prayer. However, offering the night he was betrayed, it is a intimate personal prayer, one which shows his love for his disciples as well as for us. Basically, Jesus asked the Heavenly Father to protect his disciples. He also though, he asked God to protect those who will believe in him through the testimony of the disciples. In other words, us. Yet while it is important that we are protected, the prayer is more important for what it says about Jesus' heart. On the eve of his own death, he was thinking of us, and he wanted us to have three very important things. First, Jesus wanted us to have unity. He prayed, keep them and care for them so that they will be united just as we are. Throughout his life, Jesus had a deep, powerful unity with the Heavenly Father, and he wanted us to have that unity with each other as well as with himself and the Father. My prayer for all of them is that they will be one, just as you and I are one, Father. He prayed that just as you are in me and I am in you, so they will be in us and the world will believe you sent me. Another thing Jesus wanted us to have was through the purpose. The unity he desires for us is based on common message and a common mission. He has given us the Father's words and how he sends us out to share those words with others. They are words of truth, he says, words that sanctify us, setting us apart from noble work. What Jesus seemed to want the most was for us to have his joy. In fact, he says that while he prayed his prayer in the earth, while he was still with his disciples, he was in uncommon joy, one he had in his darkest hour, because he was one with the Father and obedient to the Father, to the Father's word. Third thing Jesus wanted for us, we can have only when we treasure our oneness with his word. So what this is saying is when we treasure the oneness with his word, that's when we really get into the depth of what he was talking about. When we obey his word, we listen to his word, we keep his word in our hearts, that's really what keeps us connected to him, our communication with him. More we stay in the spirit. If a lot of us speak in tongues, when we pray in spirit, that protects us. That keeps the glory field around us. It's just so many different things. And don't get me wrong, the enemy will come and try to disturb you and try to do stupid things to change your mind on things and change the way you see in things. But, you know, he can't penetrate you. He can't penetrate you. Once you know his lies, you know who's operating through him. That is lies. And you've got to know what's really going on. You got to love them. You love the other people. You got to care for them, and don't let the enemy penetrate you, because that's what he's basically trying to do. He's trying to penetrate your mind to try to change how you are, trying to change your peace. If you got peace in your soul, he's trying to change it. He don't want that. He wants it to be destroyed. He wants it to be like him, always in, I'll say, in war, and he don't want you to have that peace. But sometimes he'll send people in your life to do this. And sometimes it's just the way that is. You just got to weed some of these people out. And, don't get me wrong with this. You know, God wants you to love everybody, but you don't got to have everybody in your life. You can love them from afar. And that's some situations I had. You know, sometimes God warns you against things. You know, be careful of these people. Be careful what you're in. You know, Christ warned people when he was already, you know, resurrected and already was took up. He already, he warned many of the disciples what was going on. He even moved some of the disciples, you know, to another, I forgot what they call it, transport. He did transport with them, transform one place to another without them even walking. They just moved. And, he did many things with the disciples. It's kind of mind-blowing that we couldn't comprehend. And there's some of the ministers, there are some apostles now that's being moved around like that, that, you know, there's been different things where, you know, it's actually been like that. But, you know, God does protect you, and you got to remember, you know, whatever is going on with you and you're actually paid for by Christ's blood, they have to go to him to get to you, because he has his authority fully over you. So whatever's going on, he's only going to allow so much. That's even if he allows it. A lot of times he allows it to train you. And then when you had enough, he'll stop it, because he wants you. Sometimes things like it, a lot of people say, well, you know, God only wants all the good things. Yeah, he does want all the good things, but you've got to be taught. If you're never taught, you won't know how to fight against him. You never will. If you don't, you know, if you don't experience these things, you won't learn it. And a lot of times when he allows a little bit to happen to you, you learn tremendous amount of stuff about life, about situations. And, you know, he really protects you, and he only allows so much. But the ones that don't have the blood covered over them, it's not accepted Christ, they don't have the Holy Spirit in them, they really don't have a whole lot of protection. They really don't. That's when you start seeing suicides and stuff like that. They don't have a whole lot of protection. There's a lot more to it than going to church and thinking you accepted the Lord. Just because you showed up don't mean you accept the Lord. Because I showed up to Mickey, you know, McDonald's, doesn't mean I work for the McDonald's Corporation, you know, because I eat a cheeseburger. You've got to, you know, give yourself to the Lord. You got to tell him you're giving yourself to the Lord. And then that's what really makes it official. If you really never done that, today would be a great day. Today would be a great day. And anyway, I'd like to, you know, anybody who wants to accept the Lord today, you can go ahead. You can repeat this prayer I'm getting ready to say, and you can accept the Lord this day, not tomorrow, not 2 weeks down the road, but this day. And, you know, allow the Lord into your heart. Say, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I ask you to forgive me of any sins that I've done or left undone. I ask you to come and live inside of my heart. I accept that you died on the cross for me and rose again for me. And I fully, fully, freely give over myself to you. I ask you to guide me, lead me, and renew my life. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You said this prayer. Not a lot of my prayers are a little different each time because I add a little extra stuff to it. But this prayer seemed sufficient for this show. So this is the one I did. But if you said this prayer, you know, the Holy Spirit has just came into your heart. And the Lord's going to be changing your life. And at this time, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to bless these people who just said this prayer. Let your grace and let your Holy Spirit shine upon them. Show them who you are. Bring your peace upon them. And let your love reside within them. I ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. And I've not really had a lot of interviews here lately. I've been kind of busy, as you know. You know, springtime is coming, and lawn care season is actually getting ready to start. So I'm pretty busy right now, and I'm trying to keep these shows going. I'm still trying to keep these shows going, and I'm still talking to a few people, trying to get them to come on the air. I'm trying to get Pete, Sabero to come on, and a few other ones. I'm trying to get Brooke Potter to come and do a little teaching on here, which would be awesome. But there's a lot of things going on, and then again, in May, I've got Art Thomas coming here to Catawba County. I'm still trying to find a place to have his event, and I'm working on that. So I'm pretty busy right now. So if you don't have a lot of interviews, you won't hear a lot of interviews on here. I'm really trying to get things up and going for a lot of things that's supposed to happen here pretty soon, or in a month or so. So I'm pretty busy, and I ask y'all to forgive me, but I am going to try to get more people on here. But some of the things that I talk about on here, I'm hoping it really helps you and transforms you. And what I'm going to do before the end of this show, I'm going to go ahead and pray for each and every one of you. And I might just do that now. I'm just going to go ahead and pray for each and every one of you. If you have any ailments, you know, any things, just put your hands on your knees with your hands facing up, showing that you accepting this prayer. Have an open mind. And at this time, Lord Jesus, I ask in your holy name, Father, I command all sickness to leave them. Any headaches, I curse them, and I command them to leave in Jesus' holy name, Father. Father, in Jesus' holy name, I command all arthritis to leave. In Jesus' holy name, Father, I ask for any foot problems to leave, pain leave, joints, you know, arthritic joints to be repaired, bones be repaired in the foot, muscles in the foot to be repaired in Jesus' holy name. Any viruses, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I command them to leave. I curse them, bind them. I command them to leave their chest, leave their throat, leave their sinuses, leave all their body. I curse them. I command them to leave now in Jesus' name. Any broke legs, I command all the leg muscles to be repaired. I command the bone, the kneecap, all to be repaired now in Jesus' name. I command it to be completely repaired in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Anybody's having problems in their life at this time, the enemy off of their lives, I command it to leave. They have no authority there, and I take its authority, and I curse it, and I command it to die and go to the abyss. I command you to die and leave their family in Jesus' holy name. Ministering angels, I ask you to go amongst their family and clear that family out, any darkness out of that family. I word in the angels of the third heaven, I ask you to go through and clear that house out, clear that family out, and make sure they're at peace with each other. And, Father, I ask you to bring your peace upon this family. I ask it in Jesus' holy name. Amen. So it is. And I hope these prayers helped y'all today. And I'll see y'all next Thursday, or I'll talk to y'all next Thursday. You won't really see me, but I want to thank every one of y'all for visiting my show. And I like to say, you know, you can go to my Facebook page. It's called the Healing Light Show on Facebook, and look for Reverend Stan, because it might be a few other ones on there. You never know. But I do ask you to visit that page and just leave a comment. You know, if this show has helped you in some way in your life, just tell, you know, leave a little message how it helped your life. If you've got a healing, leave a testimony of a healing. You know, just let us know how the show is touching your life in a positive way. And I really appreciate y'all for listening, and God bless you, and I'll see y'all next Thursday.